Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And that's us. We're waging war against GBV. And that is, of course, Sisi Winans, waging war, 19 minutes, just after 9. You're listening to Just For You with me, Swang Lemofugin, with you up until 11 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And I did mention that as a result of fighting GBV, I am with a queen today. As Tembi so Tabula Mabucha, we're talking about the Chomi app, and she leads. My queen, how are you?
I'm good, good, Swangile. How are you?
I'm good. Maybe we should start by answering the question, who is She Leads?
Yes. So She Leads is an empowering organization, right? So I always explain it in three ways. Number one, She Leads focuses on women empowerment. It creates spaces of invitation for the women who are empowered to come and empower. And secondly, She Leads is an organization that translates empowerment into action. So I'm sure that you've been part of conferences, women's seminars, where people speak about women empowerment, but no one really focuses on how those conversations translate into real life empowerment, where people on the ground, people on the street can feel and leave empowered. And then thirdly, we are looking at the succession plan on how, even when we speak about women empowerment, how do we ensure that the women that currently lead have a succession plan in terms of how do you bring on board young women leaders to lead as well?
Now I'm asking myself about empowerment, especially to one who's experiencing domestic violence, for example, or GBV, either at school. I've seen there's a rise in it, especially at campuses, which is like, it puzzles me how, because at campus we're expecting our children to be at school and just enjoying themselves, but there is GBV, there are relationships and stuff. So when we're talking about empowering somebody like that, what should we be saying? Because as you said, in conferences we're talking about this, but nobody like really says how. For example, we meet people, and I was sharing this just before we started, before I called you. I knew somebody who was going through domestic violence, and every time we would say we would help her, she was keen on it. But when the process started, she would cancel the whole thing. So isn't it hard to empower people who are going through GBV, or are they empowerable?
Yes, they definitely are. Anyone can be empowered. I like breaking down concepts whenever we speak so that we are not just theoretical about things. When you look at the word empowerment itself, when you define it, empowerment is basically giving the tools and opportunities for to invoke the power in the person, right? So what we basically do when we are saying we want to empower GBV victims, it's mainly because GBV is multifaceted and it exists in different spaces. It could be in the workplace, it could be at home, it could be at church, it could be everywhere. So now we then looked at how do we come up with innovative ways where we could be supporting people going through GBV in different forms. That's when then the app called Chomi comes in. And besides that, we then decided, you know what, as She Leads, because the president said in 2019, let us change 15 days of activism to be 365 days of activism, because South Africa is the race capital of the world, number one. Secondly, people experience to be there on a daily. So we were like, you know what, we are going to be torchbearers of this campaign. And then we launched something called 365 Days of Activism, 365 Days of Empowerment, where She Leads looked at innovative ways on how to end gender-based violence. And then we saw that the newest thing is artificial intelligence. How do we use artificial intelligence to solve social issues? That's where the introduction of the app called Chomi came about.
All right, tell us about the app itself and why the name Chomi.
Sure. So the app called Chomi was actually birthed from a hackathon. Those who don't know what a hackathon is, it's like a hacking marathon where you gather all the same place, you give them a time slot, probably 24 hours, 48 hours, to come with an innovative solution to solve whatever problem that you guys are coming up with. So the best winning solution was the app called Chomi. What does Chomi do? Tomi is a safety and mental health app that caters for people
Stembiso,
but may potentially need it. So
okay, Stembiso,
the panic button.
Stembiso,
right?
Stembiso,
yes.
We missed you. I need you to go back just a little bit. As you were explaining about Tomi, what it does, then you disappeared there.
Okay, no problem. Can you hear me now?
No, yeah, we can.
Okay, sure. So Tomi is a GBV app, right, that focuses on safety, mental health, and how Tomi works. Its key feature, it has a panic button. So if you're walking around the street, the idea is that you need to have a friend wherever you are, wherever you go. So what Tomi does is that whenever you feel unsafe, you can shake your phone and it will automatically connect and call your emergency contact list. Alternatively, if you can press the panic button, you press the panic button and it calls them and it sends your live location as well so that people can locate you wherever you are. The idea is not for them to have a conversation with you, but it's for them to be alerted to know that you're not safe. And second to that, what Tomi has is an AI feature that offers you counseling and therapy, where you can speak to it to say that, Tomi, I'm not feeling well today. This and this and this occurred. Can you please give me advice? Tomi can then give you an advice. It even has like a chatting option where when you are chatting with Tomi using your own language, like a Nguni language, it has the capability of assisting you in your own language as well. Another key feature that Tomi has is that it can work in rural spaces where even if you don't have a network, the app continues to work.
Wow.
So that's what basically Tomi does.
So if it works without the network, how does that come about? Because there is load shedding and, okay, no longer shedding, load reduction, which affects all our gadgets. Have you seen how when that happens, then we suddenly don't have phones in the house? So how would that work?
It's a part of innovation. You know, gone are the days where we need to wait on China to come and tell us how to be innovative about solutions. So we have our technical guys that are fully responsible to explaining the technical components on how such things work, even without network. The network part, it's not even with regards to the panic button, but it's with regards to the mental health side, where you need to have a conversation with Tomi and there's no one to speak to, then it gives you a therapeutic guideline to say, this is what you need to do. That feature is the one that works without the network.
All right. Then how does it connect you to help? Say this is happening now and one is going through a beating of some sort. How would Tomi assist?
How would Tomi assist in what?
Say one is going through a, like the abuse is taking place now and then one needs to use Tomi. How would that assist? Does it link or connect us to important numbers as well?
It can connect you to important numbers, but at the same time, Tomi has the ability to give you advice itself. Remember? You feed it with the necessary,
because it's an AI.
So it gives you information. It basically takes you through a counseling session.
Okay.
But you're using your phone. Yes.
But can you also call the police using Tomi? Can you also call, for help outside of it, using it?
Yes. You can. It has all the data of all the important people that are concerning safety. So we are looking at also partnering with like security companies where we are now looking at subscription base and all of that. You don't only call your emergency contact, but it also alerts the security services to trace you and track you down wherever you are so that they can come and offer assistance.
But now, are we able to use Tomi with all the phone types that we have, or one would have to have a smartphone to you to
one
download?
Would have to have a smartphone
all
because
right.
It's an app. So both people with an iOS and Android will be able to use Tomi.
Wow. So this is like really, really awesome that one would have somebody to talk to, because what I've learned with victims of GBV, they are silent. They keep to themselves as well. Even after the abuse has taken place, you find a person still not having somebody to rely on. They are afraid to talk out. But if there is Chomi, then there is advice, there is help.
Yes, definitely. There's help, there's advice. And it can also, like, work as a base where you can actually show, like, trace about, because sometimes when the GBV victims come out about what has been happening to them, a lot of people don't believe that they've been going through such a thing for quite some time, because they expect GBV victims to act and be a particular way. So with the conversations that people are going to have with this AI-generated system, it's something that they can say, you can see, this is, I've been engaging this AI system for quite a long time, meaning that I've been going through this. And this then works as a tool, probably for evidence in court cases, for people to know that you've actually been undergoing a particular situation.
All righty then. So where do we get it? Is it in Play Store? Where can we get it?
So on the 6th of December, we'll be launching the app at 6 o'clock, and it will be on our social media platforms. It will be available on Google Play Store.
It will be available on Google Play Store, and it's getting launched this Friday.
We are going to set up a link as well and a QR code for people to be able to download it. Apply for the Apple licensing for it to also be available on Apple Store. So the 6th of December is basically a soft launch, so that we are able to pilot the app and see how many people are interested and see how it actually functions.
All right. So, my queen, if somebody is listening to us and they themselves are victims.
I think I might have lost you.
Can you hear me now? Stembiso? All right, let's try to reconnect with Stem.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. Bethel Music, Wonder. And you are with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock, right here on Just For You. And my family, at 11 o'clock, you will have Germany Yanni Pelsa with Perspective. I'm not alone. I'm with the founder of She Leads, Stembiso Dabula Mabuja, and we're talking about the Chomi app. We are also talking about She Leads. Now, Stembi, so before we got cut off there, I was asking myself about the one who's a victim who's listening. And I'm wondering, how do they engage with She Leads? How can they become part or be ministered to by She Leads?
Sure. So She Leads has a website. They found it on www.sheleads.co.za. I'm going to repeat again, www.sheleads.co.za. And we also have a social media page or social media pages. On Instagram is basically _she.leads_. It's golden black. And then they can also find us on LinkedIn. It's She Leads. So She Leads has a South African division and a Namibian division as well. We are pushing an African agenda. So we have two divisions. That's how they can get a hold of us. On our website, there's a form. If people want to apply and become members, become volunteers of She Leads, they can do that via the website.
Alrighty then. So now I'm also asking myself about the app and She Leads. How did that all come about? Why Why do you have that heart to minister to women? I know that you're ministering to more than women. It's not just women who can use the Chomi app. Even men can use it. Even children can use it, especially those who find themselves in abusive homes, domestic, who are exposed to domestic violence. But what brought this heart where you are ministering to women and you're doing it 365 days a year? Even with GBV, you are attacking it. You are fighting against it 365 days in a year. It's not just something that you do for 16 days, but it goes beyond. And that's why we have Chomi. So what brought about such a heart?
Well, you know, at the core of She Leads is God, right? And what God is love. And if we are going to live in a society where we are marked as a society, or South Africa as the rape capital of the world, God actually cares about women. So having to empower people who are marginalized is part of the core mandate, you know? Having to empower people who are marginalized is part of the core mandate, because we need to occupy until Jesus comes in order for his glory to be revealed wherever we are. So it becomes very important to ensure that people have to experience empowerment in a holistic nature, because we live in such a patriarchal society that only favors men. Men who end up having the capacity to violate women. But now, if we believe in justice, if we believe in empowerment, we are able to achieve a society that treats everyone with love, a society that is able to move in love, a society that is healthy, a society that is empowered.
Sure. That is like really empowering to hear. And I'm thinking of that one who's going through an abusive marriage, an abusive relationship, or being abused at home by their parents, and they can hear such. Some are not even abused. What puzzles me is the tertiary or campuses that are filled with GBV, where I don't understand how does that come about. It doesn't make sense. Some years back, we were in tertiary. We never experienced that. But now it's happening. And this is just something that can empower our women as well, right there in campuses, where they can also have an AI talk to them, have counseling in that space, and know what to do. But now, when we're looking at Chomi, going back to Chomi, would it empower me to encourage me to come out of that such a situation? Because it's very hard for others to come out, even in tertiary. You see, okay, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to keep saying it again. See, when somebody is in a marriage where they are depending on this man or depending on this woman, somehow the mind can comprehend that. The mind can say, okay, it makes sense because this person is a sole breadwinner, so this one is afraid to go naked without help. But in a tertiary institution, so how does, can it empower me in that space to say, come out, I'm a student, I'm not married to this guy or to this woman who's violating my rights?
Yes. No, it definitely can. It can empower. It's not an absolute tool for empowerment, but it's a step towards empowering, because there are a lot of efforts that people are building in order to make sure that GBV victims are assisted. And at this particular point, we are looking at how we can do that in an innovative way, because we are seeing conversations where a lot of people are afraid of AI, thinking that it's coming to replace them in their job spaces. But now we are like, how do we use this thing to become a social activist to make sure that it empowers people, right? So even if you are in a varsity space, this is a step towards empowerment, not an absolute tool, but a step towards something. Because if you are struggling to open up, the type of advice that Tommy is going to give you will lead you where you're going to, like, will lead you to the right direction in order for you to be able to get help. And once you are able to open up using your phone in your own private space, it might also make you believe that, you know what, actually speaking about what I'm going through from an advocacy perspective, I'll be able to find further help. Then you are able to go through that as well. So I think that's where we are coming in, to try to close the gap, to say that must be a step towards a particular direction. And as Shini, that's what we want to provide for people.
That's so awesome. Now, somebody might also be worried about their information, if AI will keep it, if it will go out, because from time to time we hear information has been stolen or has leaked. And so somebody might ask, yeah, because we don't want to have our dirty laundry aired out there. So we want to keep things private. And as a result of that, you find I'm afraid to use AI. So how safe is it? Will my information be safe with Chomi?
Yes, definitely your information will be safe with Chomi. Part of the judging panelists when we were producing these innovative solutions was to check the security perspective of any innovation that was going to come out. And Chomi was proven to be very secure because there are systems that are put in place to ensure that it cannot be hacked and it cannot be shared with the public. So it is as safe as possible because we understand the vulnerability that GBV victims face.
Especially those who are also victimized, who are told, I will kill you. So they want to keep things as private as possible.
We even have like authentication to see if the person opening the app is the actual user of the app when it goes to the specific conversations with the AI system.
So it's
very secure.
It's getting launched on Friday, the 5th of December. What time or how would we know that now it's launched and we can start using it?
So 6 o'clock, we will be live on Instagram, all our social media platforms, and there's also going to be a countdown on our website to say that now Chomi is live and people can now access it and download it for themselves.
All right, then. Does it also connect with your organization, such as the South African Depression and Anxiety Group?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Collaboration is very important. Yeah, we shall continue to make sure that we reach out to
it as grows.
Many people to collaborate. Yeah, it grows.
Now, I heard that it's going to be implemented or used in South Africa and Namibia. Did I hear right?
Yes.
How far will it go? Somebody who's in Namibia is listening right now and wondering, so if it's in South Africa, how does it work? Is it the same? Yeah.
It will work the same way, but speaking to that particular demographic, because She Leads has a Namibian division as well. Our first piloting phase of the app will be in the Eastern Cape, because we've already received an invitation from the Premier of the Eastern Cape saying that when they close 16 days of activism, there'll be about 2,000 women there. And this would be of assistance, especially seeing that the Eastern Cape has the highest GBV stats. So it will work in Namibia, it will work in South Africa the same way. And what I love about technological solutions is that you can always improve them, right? So we are not limited to what we have currently now, but we will continuously work on the app, especially seeing what the demand is. What are people using the most in the app? Where are people mostly affected? Because we as She Leads, we are going to have data on that information.
Wow, I see it growing beyond. I think you guys should be ready to cater for other countries as well. I don't know how are you going to do with that capacity, but
anything is possible with God, so we are definitely ready for that.
All right, so what are your closing statements, words of empowerment for those ones who find themselves going through abuse in their spaces?
It's only a matter of time until healing reaches them. Healing is available. It has been made available, so they must just receive it. And this is going to be a mental health shift, because one of the key things that we know the devil for is that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And the work of empowerment is to ensure that all of that has been taken away from you, you restore it back. Right. And now at the center of that, it will be She Leads pushing the agenda of empowerment, not only empowerment for women, but empowerment for all.
Empowerment for all. And your site where we can find She Leads again?
She Leads has a website, www.sheleads.com. www.gbv.co.za. That's our website. We have an Instagram page. It's _she.leads_. It's golden black. And then we also have our LinkedIn page, She Leads. So if you just Google She Leads, that is us. Say She Leads Africa, we are She Leads. So we have a South African division and a Namibian division. That's how people can get a hold of us.
So it's She Leads, period. No She Leads extra.
Period.
Yeah, right. All right.
No She Leads extra, just She Leads.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, She Leads, for loving God's people the way you do and making sure that you're using what's available like AI to empower, to strengthen, to help somebody change their perspective on how they see themselves as well. Because when you are abused, you end up believing, I was created for being abused, which is something that the enemy might be stealing from you, that you are called for greater. You are called for a greater and a bigger purpose than that. And the enemy tells you that that's who you are, and you don't amount to nothing. And that's how the world sees you, and you need to accept that. So thank you so much for changing all of that and empowering both men, women, children, and everybody who's affected in those spaces, in these spaces. May God keep blessing and growing you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bongile, to your listeners and for the station for having us. Thank you. This really means a lot for us.
Wow. What an awesome initiative. Thank you so much, my queen. May God awesomely bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And yes, my family, it's going to be launched on Friday. Do remember 6 o'clock, there's a countdown. You can visit those platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and go to their website. They are She Leads as well on all these platforms. Make sure that you tune in and you are doing a countdown with them. Let's stand together and take action against GBV. It's time to act. It's time to act. No longer just talk, but let's act and do something. And She Leads is doing exactly that using AI. And that's why they came up with a free app. It's free. You can even use it without data. You've heard. It's called Chomi, the Chomi app. And I think when you go to their website, when you go to their Facebook, Instagram, you will find a link that connects you to that app as well. And it will be made available on Google Play as well to empower those victims that find themselves going through GBV. And we thank God for them. May God keep blessing them.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.